Another hearing on the way. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge says she is intending to appoint a special master in former President Trump's records case. His attorneys had requested an independent review of the records that the FBI had seized at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Meanwhile, the Director of National Intelligence is checking to see if the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago pose any security risks. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
184 had the classification markings. 25 were marked top secret, and others contained information on clandestine human sources, or spies, as one might call them. Thus, the probable cause stated to justify the raid of Mar-a-Lago was the belief that additional classified documents would be found, along with evidence of obstruction.
The former president posted on Truth Social Saturday that the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago residence is a disgrace, and that the raid was politically motivated. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle criticizing President Biden's new student loan policy, saying that it will hurt the economy. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin tells Fox Reports with host John Scott that his state has implemented more effective measures to deal with the cost of education.
We're asking our universities to keep tuition flat. We passed larger baskets of scholarship support. And finally, we're having an economy that is, in fact, thriving and growing and going to offer an opportunity for students to graduate, get a great job, and have a great life in Virginia.
President Biden says that his policy will help people and will not add to inflation. With public outrage growing, the Buffalo Bills releasing rookie punter Matt Araiza. This comes 2 days after a lawsuit was filed that alleges Araiza and two college teammates gang-raped a teenager last fall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox. News.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said it was a warning from the FBI that caused them to refrain from circulating a New York Post article about Hunter Biden ahead of the 2020 election. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the latest.
Some people believe that the FBI overstepped in this case. The agency, though, responding just a short time ago to Fox News, telling us in part the FBI will continue to work closely with federal, state, local, and private sector partners to keep the public informed of potential threats, but the FBI cannot ask or direct companies to take action on information it's received, according to their statement. So Zuckerberg, in this podcast, Arthel, is recalling when the FBI contacted his team. Zuckerberg telling listeners in that podcast that Facebook kept the story on their website, but they limited its reach while fact checkers were tasked with verifying the claims about this Hunter Biden laptop.
Missouri placing a ban on sexual images in school library books. Fox's Mary Corsetti has the report.
A new Missouri law will soon outlaw books with sexually explicit images from school libraries. It will make it a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail for teachers to give students books with any sexual photos, drawings, or other visual depictions. However, there are exceptions for images that serve an educational purpose, like for anatomy or biology. The law also does not ban written descriptions that might be considered sexual. The Missouri Association of School Librarians says the law will likely only apply to certain comic books and graphic novels. The law takes effect Sunday.
NASA on Monday will test launch rocket and crew capsules that will carry astronauts back to the moon. The first Artemis moon landing is scheduled for 2025.
The atmosphere here is like nothing I've ever experienced before. It is definitely getting real. The rocket outside on launch pad 39B will be writing the next chapter of space exploration and space science.
That's Jacob Bleacher, Chief Exploration Scientist. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.